Okay, Barry.
Okay.
Thank you. Because we had a board meeting today.
Minutes from the last meeting, you guys had a chance to look at those?
Yep.
Yes. I make a motion that we...
Do we have any comments?
We got a motion.
I'll second.
Second. Any more discussion on the minutes, guys?
No.
Everybody good?
Yep.
All right. Call for the vote.
Aye.
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 Is there any public comment tonight that is not on the agenda? Nobody? All right. All right. Bills from February 11, 2026.
I move we approve the bills for February 11, 2026 as posted.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Dan, way to save money buying pipe wrenches at the White Elephant. Good job.
Close out sale, yeah.
Literally.
Bulldozer sale.
How many water meters did you get?
That's about 100 and 2,530. We're not charging any more.
And that's the mad people, huh, for summer?
Well...
And they have to pay the water usage actually they're using?
Yeah. Yeah, and it got behind. And we have some that don't read and some that are really old. And when they're old, they don't read correctly and not on paper, so...
Burl wants one of those.
Yeah. I'll send you one.
Yeah, I want one that doesn't work too, please.
Right.
So... Any more discussions on the bills, people? Does anyone look good? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
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 All right, bills passed. Moving on. Approve the application for open container permit for the Mission Valley Pheasants Forever annual fundraising banquet to be held at the Ronan Community Center, April 25th, 2026, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Does anybody happen to be here from Pheasants Forever? By any chance? No? No? Okay. Sometimes they have somebody that shows up.
I move we approve the application for open container for the Pheasants Forever fundraising banquet, April 25th, from 5 to 11.
Okay. I second it.
All right, Larry in the second. Discussion?
Chief, you okay?
Yep.
It's not the same day as prom, is it? We did that once and it was a really a disaster. And it was St. Patrick's Day, all three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
That was bad.
And didn't we have ice rain that night?
Yeah, we did. It was. Yeah. We digress.
Yeah, I'm not sure when prom is.
You're not going?
No. No.
Still can't get a date. Nobody else
can't get a date. Don't worry. I'll
funny.
Get back at it.
Sorry.
So.
Okay. No.
Any more discussion on that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. All opposed?
Aye.
All right. Favors have it. Approve Ronan Co-op Brewery application for open container permit. An application for street closure. Okay. 4th Avenue Southwest from Main Street to the alley, February 27, 2026, for an Ice House Rendezvous, being optimistic. event from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m.
It's usually when it freezes around.
Yeah, I guess you never know, right? You could all be in shock.
They're going to have to figure out where they left their ice houses.
Yeah. So, do I got a motion?
I'll move.
Okay.
I'll second.
All right, second. Any more discussion?
Chief?
No.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor? Well, that's nice. Mark.
Mark's declared.
Aye.
Aye.
That was ready.
Aye.
Aye.
All right, all opposed?
Aye.
I was going to steal it, so.
All right, moving on to new business. I know we got Janet right here, so. Water bill issue at the meat processing plant. Discuss and vote to authorize City of Ronan to put a hold on water billing until pre-startup equipment testing which is expected of March 2026. So I don't know, Dan, you want to go first?
Generally, when we install water service to people, the last thing they do right before they hook up, like when they're ready for water, we put the meter in. And that's when the meter goes in, that's when the account gets created and the billing starts. But in this case, the people doing the plumbing wanted to test the lines because of the nature of the building. So we installed the meters early, so it kicked the bill in. One of them's a 3-inch meter, and that comes with a pretty big non-usage charge. They've used literally maybe 100 gallons of water to check the line, and they haven't used it and since then.
Okay. So total, like we were talking about, to say how much water has been used through those? Not hardly anything?
Not hardly, yeah.
So we're not like, losing a bunch of money here?
Enough to fill the lines and pressurize. It's maybe 10, 15 gallons on the small one and 50 gallons on the 3-inch.
And that's essentially what we would have gone through probably before they put the meters in the first place.
Right, yeah.
The test. Okay.
So if we charge them at that pay-as-you-go thing, how much would have that been? A quarter?
You get 1,000 gallons for a dollar.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Or for $10, I'm sorry. 100 gallons for a dollar.
Okay. Throw 20 down will be all right for a little bit, huh?
Well, I just, wonder if we can just kind of, when they start using it, then we'll get the account moving again. So.
Yeah, no, I'm all supportive of what they got going out there. Appreciate you guys working on it, doing a good job. So,
I will let you talk, but I just want to make sure everybody is aware that we need clarity here. When I asked what hold means, the word forgive came out. Hold and forgive are two different things. So, when you decide, we need it clarified for our side of it.
And we're just going to hold the past payment, or if we're going to forgive it, correct? And that's what we were hoping you would just forgive any of the fees, the monthly fees since October, because we haven't been able to use the system. So, that's what we're, since the beginning of the billing, please forgive that.
We still got the fee for the hookup, right?
Yeah, they paid the hookup fee, which was 12, I can't remember. It's a lot for a 3-inch hookup.
Okay.
Okay.
And then we expect to get our power switches in by the end of this month, but they still haven't confirmed that they've shipped them, so it'll be sometime in March when we're ready to go. And we'll notify Dan as soon as we're ready, so that you'd be notified so you could start our account, because that's when we'll test all the lines and make sure everything is working. We can't test without power.
The plumber just tested the underground up to where they were pouring concrete. So
at this point, we're looking at $500 or $600?
I think it's four.
$422.
$422. March. Until this month's was added. This month's hasn't been added on yet, so it would be more, but okay.
It'd be a
That's without February added on.
But by March, it should be, you would think. We don't read towards, we read on the 20th, so. So we will read the 20th of February, then again March. So it probably would be one more go.
The meters in March will be hooked up and running. And
well, they're in there, but
as far as they should, water to them.
It sounds like they'll have power and start using the water towards the end of March.
So Janet, since we have to vote on this, if we forgive it until the 20th of March, till the reading in March, is that something you would be agreeable to?
Great. For sewer and water. And there's two water lines and then the one sewer.
The 400 and whatever is for both accounts. So.
Gotcha.
They have a 3-inch meter and a 1-inch meter. Two different services. So.
Okay.
You guys have any more questions for Janet?
I move we... Oh, you do. Go ahead.
I'm going to make the motion.
Go ahead.
I want to make the motion because I want to answer Kayleen's question as well in the motion. I move that we forgive the $422.51 that's been charged, whatever's charged or will be chargeable for February, and then that we hold the charge until such time as you turn the water on. We turn the water on.
Okay. After that.
Okay. I'll second.
That's good.
Okay. Any more discussion? Mm-mm. Are we good? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. All right, new business number two. Jamie. Oh, sure, go ahead.
Thanks. So we can talk to you if you don't mind. I appreciate the time. Jake and I have been talking about at the plant. We are knocking most of the animals with a captive bolt system, but we might on occasion have a longhorn or a bison that will have to be shot. And we're wondering, I know you have a firearms ordinance or restriction, so we're wondering if there's something we can do on occasion to be able to use a firearm. We wanted to just ask for your guidance on that. I don't think it's going to be very often, and Jake can kind of...
Yeah, it'd be, if I had to venture, yes, 3-4 times a year maybe.
And this is something you've done before, Jake?
Oh, yeah.
Is this in like a confined...
Oh, yeah, it'll be in a pen, yeah. Or stock trailer. And my thought is the end of the alley, and we pick it up with a skid steer, haul it to the door, winch it in, and leave it. But
it would be outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll drop it. I'll be discharging outside of the building.
And you were saying a shotgun?
Yeah, well, that's what I was... My intent, if you can get it in a small enough area, 20-gauge... That way, I don't have to worry about the bullet traveling.
Yeah, yeah.
And it opens the skull up because we got to follow strict humane slaughter, one shot, one kill.
Yeah.
You rip their melon off, they don't care. As long as you do it with the first one.
Your extra details.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
Well, boy, I used to hug Jake. Are you sure you want him taking the shot? Hold on, get back.
I guess, does Chief have a comment?
Yeah. I would say, as long as it's done in a safe manner. Yeah. Yeah, that's not traveling outside or anywhere, and that's not going, obviously. I think that the ordinance is written in a way to keep public safety, as far as like you're saying, bullet traveling somewhere and stuff like that. So if you're only doing it certain times, if you maybe make us aware if you do have that.
Or that's what I was going to ask.
When they come, I take livestock the day before.
Yeah.
So if something comes in with 6 feet of horns, we can reach out to you guys.
Yeah, or City Hall.
Call the phone down here.
Just let us know in case we get calls or anything like that. We
6 feet horns. I love it.
I got an 8-footer, don't I?
I'll bet you do.
No, I'm like 86 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
70.
So, Kaylin, did we need like another motion on this then?
It's not on the agenda.
Yeah, it's not on the agenda. Okay.
Probably should get it on the agenda.
Yeah, we'll put it on the agenda for next time. And
no, everybody knows about it.
Yeah, everybody knows about it. You probably don't need to be here unless you want to show up, you know.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like it's going to be a problem. So all right. Anything else, Janet, on that?
No, that's it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Okay. New business number two, and I know you're Jamie, correct?
Yep.
Jamie Urbacher?
Correct.
Okay. WGM Group Incorporated, discuss and vote on request to vacate a portion of the alley east of First Avenue Southwest for business expansion purposes.
Yeah.
So go ahead and give us some speech.
Sure. Rodan Ace is looking to do an expansion, so on the second page here, we included an exhibit that shows existing conditions and then proposed conditions, which include the building expansion, the parking lot pavement surface area, and then the red patched area is what would be requesting to vacate for that alley. So right now, if you drive out there, that portion of the alley doesn't even really function as an alley. It's more of a grassy berm. And then as you move further north, it becomes true alley access, I would say. So we're really only requesting to vacate that portion that is in front of the adjacent Ronan Ace properties to allow for that expansion. It's about 99 feet in length and 20 feet in width.
So you guys are going to actually change the front of Ace Hardware?
Yeah, correct.
It'll be pointing north.
It'll face north.
That gives them access to the parking lot, giving access to the
Did you guys buy Red Poppy and Jackson's property?
No, they're not on the Red Poppy.
Okay,
Jackson.
Okay.
Because
we had talked about somebody looking at it. I thought
someone
it was
that has
someone. Okay.
It, but I don't know where that's going.
So this isn't going to interrupt anything for future for them. Okay.
That we have no, the sewer line is in the, it just comes part way down, not even as far as Miles' building.
Okay.
So the sewer main, so it's really no concern. To, I have no objection to it.
Okay.
That's what I was wondering, where the sewer.
Is there a power line through there?
Well, they've addressed that with Commissioner Dollar.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's in those comments and that about me.
So you plan on taking that whole berm flat out? Yeah.
Correct.
Why was it built?
I don't know. I mean, there was questions to whether or not the alley actually even legally existed, but we felt that this was more appropriate to just make sure that we're
yeah. vacating. Because you couldn't
it
use it.
Yeah,
no.
I'm not sure it really was ever there.
Yeah.
I looked back at one time when this initially, and but I think this answers the question if it did show up somewhere on some, you know, plot that somebody missed as things changed around, and
right.
it is abandoned, but I never could see it going much past where the sewer line goes. So.
Alleys are a confusing thing in this town.
Right. And mm-hmm. we have,
things that you think are alleys aren't.
Right. We have abandoned alleys before, and generally the rule is if we have no utilities, then it's not a problem. So.
Yeah, because the survey doesn't. I mean, it doesn't show as an easement of any kind. It
right.
just shows that it's a gap
yeah.
in the lots.
I included that COS 6904, and on sheet 4 of it, it shows up. That was a retracement survey, so not really sure even how it made it on there.
I think it shows up on the one the highway department did.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where he got that from.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got the page.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah,
I saw it on there, and then I was looking on this old, this, what you call it, this one. This.
Yep, yep, yeah. exactly. Yep.
And it's
yep.
like, I can't even make it.
Yeah.
That's how they surveyed the west.
Yeah.
Oh, and this was in 1960. We're still frontier time.
Yeah, but
Lindsay has
there's
a,
not a title.
Trampoline on her alley.
Yeah, it's just really unclear,
yeah.
so that's why we'd rather
yeah. and it was,
make
yeah,
sure
that
we're going through this process and doing it properly.
Jack's Barbershop is an alley where the horseshoe gets
oh, yeah.
an alley
thank
bar isn't
doing.
An alley.
Yeah,
you bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's bizarre.
Yeah,
do we need a motion on this?
Yeah.
The city abandoned it.
Jamie, thank you for
mm-hmm.
I like pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you guys. So do I have a motion?
Sure. I move that we approve for the WGM group to vacate a portion of the alley east of First Avenue Southwest for business expansion purposes.
Okay.
I'll second.
Second. Any more discussion? We've got Jamie here. Any more questions?
Thanks for doing the homework.
Thank you.
All right. All in favor? This is Micah.
Oh, yeah. Aye.
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 Aye. All right,
motion passes.
When you don't have that one, you're out of line.
Yeah. All right. New business number 3, Carl Sutton, and that's one. Okay. Introduction to the Brownfield Program of Mission West and answer questions. So go ahead and step up here.
You can't hide in the corner.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie.
Yeah, we got it. It's in our packet, yeah.
Thank you.
Burl needs one of these, probably.
We have one in our packet.
Yeah, we have them.
We have them in our packets, I guess.
Did you get them? Oh, I think I sent a PDF.
Yeah, I
okay. So I'm here with Mission West Community Development Partners. We have a new brownfields assessment program, and there are actually two brownfields programs in our area. CSKT also has their own brownfields program. We're really focused on looking at properties that industrial impacted sites that may prevent economic. Right. Whether that's through housing development or maybe revitalizing downtown main streets. So here today, Willie from ERM Newfields, he is our environmental professional that has been contracted by us to provide services. And we're going to We want to, in particular, talk about the city property right along Little Rock Bullets, and to discuss whether or not that site might be a possible.
Yeah, sure. We'll do a musical chairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll explain a little bit more about what the program can do. The grant that Mission West has is called an assessment grant, and it can do environmental due diligence in terms of historical research and testing, the kind that you'd do if you're looking for a bank loan on an industrial property that had some question marks on it. It can also do cost estimating designs and alternatives evaluation for cleanup, but can't do the actual cleanup itself. It does all the planning so that it removes question marks if someone's saying, I don't know, this probably was a gas station, I don't know if I'm gonna buy it. They'll say, well, we looked into it, it was a gas station from period X to Y. They removed the tanks in 1993, the samples were clean, and then there was some question mark about the southern end. We collected some boreholes there and found this. And then there can be a cost estimate towards whatever remaining issues would be needed to dealt with on the environmental end and wrap up the environmental issue so that it doesn't get in the way of the timing or just moving forward with any investment in property. And any properties that this goes to has to have some sort of expansion, redevelopment, or reuse. So it's not an enforcement program, it's a voluntary assistance program. That's why it fits in Mission West's community development overall objectives. Yeah, so when we talk about Rimrock Bullets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Rimrock Bullets, it's uncertain whether there were tanks there and whether they were ever removed. And both for potential redevelopment or sale of that property and also for potential development one day of the southbound lane of the highway, that could be an impediment for either or both of those things. And so we were talking to Frank Jr., the owner who moved their shop out of town after they had a successful start in that in-town space. And he said, yeah, that city property now where the tanks were rumored to have been, go ahead and do whatever you want, but interface with the city and just keep me as the adjacent property owner informed. So we're coming to you to request your permission, which I don't know if this is correct or if it wasn't written correctly on the agenda, to look for tanks on the city property out front of Rimrock Bullets, see if there's any evidence from historical research and maybe geophysical scans as to whether the tanks are there. And if we find a likelihood of tanks, then to excavate and remove the tanks and test underneath them. And then by doing that, resolve the question.
So I have a question about,
yeah.
I mean, it says street east of former Rimrock Bullets. I mean, isn't that the highway going to go through there?
They are.
So isn't that an MDT
It will
problem?
Be eventually, yeah.
1 year, yeah.
Some in our lifetime.
I mean, is it really on our or is because it's in a street?
Public property, which by their definition is a highway. I mean,
so it's not. I was trying to figure out where those
a highway according to them.
So,
but if you prepare reports, and I understand that stuff, but if you have to remove the tanks to test the ground underneath, does that mean you remove the tanks, or?
Yes.
Okay.
And at Mission West's grant will pay for it.
Okay.
And for the environmental testing. And then if we found a tank, then the question is what happens then? What typically happens in those situations is you apply for the state petroleum tank insurance fund that covers the costs going forward from there. Good.
We've been down this road with George's, and it went all the way under the highway. And
yeah, that was a slightly different situation. That was the enforcement sort of bad alternative to doing it voluntarily.
Okay.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with Mission West because Mission West is downtown development.
We're not enforcement.
Okay.
This is a voluntary program, which is why we're coming to you. It's a proactive approach.
I'm a little confused, I guess, because you said you do the assessment and you do a cost estimate and design, but you don't do the remediation. So removing
right.
the tanks would be part of the remediation.
Well, actually, they consider that the program promotes removing the tanks for the purpose of assessing if the soil below is
Oh, okay. All right.
So it's kind of a weird technicality.
You got to get the tank out of the way to see what's happening.
It realizes a bunch of people want their old tanks out. They're never going to take them out without an incentive. Let's provide this incentive. People
right.
appreciate it. It moves forward toward reuse of the property. It's in the rules and recommended. Yeah.
And we're not going to put the tanks back in the water.
No.
Thank you.
That's what take they, them out. They do that in Polson.
Yeah. What if these tanks were prior to the... You know, the fund kind of deals with people that have paid into it.
They also deal with found tanks.
Okay.
Yeah.
The previous public works director, they installed a water line in first, and they said that they were afraid to smoke in the trench.
Okay, so they basically have confirmation.
So I don't know if that's...
And they'd smoke
that
anywhere.
Was probably
that's true.
That was probably in, you know, the early 80s. So
right, I saw that little water line settlement as we went walked over there today. Yeah.
First Avenue was never developed until probably the mid to late 80s. So there was at one point when there was this little triangle of land out there that was kind of questionable who owned it out in the middle of the street. And that was settled, actually. First Avenue was kind of abandoned, and when the bank moved out there, they wanted the street on that side for parking and access, and so the fellow that owned the bank bought back a lot of that right away, but there was this little triangle that belonged to the Daly family, and for a while it still shows up on some of the maps, but in the end, when it was discovered, he bought it and sold it to the city for a dollar.
That's out of the that's right off the northeast corner of the Rimrock Bullets.
And the reason the Rimrock Bullets building is angled, because at one time in the probably from the 20s to the 40s, that was Bridge Street. And actually the bridge is still there. But the highway came down Main Street, or the road between Kalispell and Missoula, and angled to Bridge Street over to the current alignment. If you go look over where the highway department office is, there's still a bridge. It was a longer bridge, and then at one time it got shortened up. I've got some old, Sanborn maps that show it.
You showed us a map one time of the Spring Creek that was, it looked like the Clark Fork.
It was just this big bog. It was 300
feet wide. It was the spring.
300 foot wide Spring Creek.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lowlands.
Yeah.
Swamp.
Okay.
So there's no catch to this?
No catch to it.
You're just focused on Rimrocks with this specifically?
Well, you said 207. Is that the thrift shop they're working on right now?
No. That's a different thing. This is address.
Yeah. That's this address?
207? Your next point says 207 Main Street.
No, that was...
They're talking about
the corner over here.
Old gas station.
It's 207. I looked it up and went, wait a minute, that's the header on everything. Yeah.
And I would just like to say we're going to county commissioners and other cities just to make people aware of this program in case they think of later, the city has this issue, or a developer in our city is wondering about what they're going to do. No one seems to be able to sell X property. Call up Carl. And see if it's eligible for that program. So this is part promotional and part of a quest.
It's almost like having a PER.
Yeah, but it's environmental.
Yeah.
We are talking about moving City Hall across, and there was a Husky station there.
Yeah.
Right.
So we were told that the tanks...
I thought the odds were on this side of the block. I was way confused.
Yeah, so the...
Yeah, because the tanks came up when you tore down where Judy's old shop was and stuff.
Well,
there was concern about...
Before then.
Yeah, they were gone before then, but I thought that had been settled.
So then what the phase one environmental site assessment does is gets those Sanborn fire insurance maps and does interviews and looks at a whole bunch of databases and other records to say, okay, what do we know was there? What can we gather from people who had reliable involvement with the property? And so, because a lot of these properties have a history that people kind of remember, and it puts it all on paper as to what's actually documented. So it's completely normal for a property to sit idle for a long time because people thought there was a gas station. And then when you get the report, then they know exactly what's needed.
There was one under Mission West.
Yeah, still the monitoring. well there.
Yeah.
Where this one
tribal health is in Polson.
The one where the twice bitten ice was.
Yeah.
There's one where the vet clinic and the kratom shop was. I believe over where Parish Hall was another one. I mean, 93 came down Third Avenue for years.
Yeah.
And turned and went that way.
Yeah, there, at one point there were four like three or four gas stations. Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Interesting.
I don't remember that
this
one.
This looks into the investigation of a property. What if something's found and it's, oh my goodness, well, now there's an issue with that property. Who becomes responsible for that?
Right. It's typically the, if it's found if, that it's a highway, then the highway puts that on the adjacent owner. And so we would have to have Frankie, you know, the Browns involved in any plans and get their buy-in as well, not as the owner of the property where the testing occurs, but just let them know this would be then apply for the state insurance fund if contamination is found. Here's their copay that we would write a work plan to see if Mission West could cover that copay, and then they would have the $1 million minus the copay state insurance. But that would most likely fall on the Browns.
Whoever the owner of the property is.
Yeah, because they had, like in Kalispell, there was an example of where they found tanks under the highway. It was never used by the current owner. It was from decades ago, but they still pin the ongoing follow-up, not on the state, but on the adjacent owner, because you can imagine the state has dozens, if not hundreds, of these situations.
See, we have six legislatures. They have hundreds of them. Yeah. That's why they consider those. I mean, they've got a law that says every public road is a state highway, and so when they want to come through, I mean, they're literally going to send us the bill for moving our water lines out of their highway on First Avenue.
Okay.
But not till they break some stuff.
Not till they actually do it, so we could all be dead by then.
Okay. We'll all be in the hole.
We've been
at least
thinking about this for the last 20 years.
I don't longer than that. I went to meetings in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah.
I still
think
it's
best idea.
Okay. Any other questions, you guys, for these two gentlemen?
Okay. And then should we just interface with Dan?
Well, they can't vote on it because I put it down as information without a vote.
Yeah, I mean, but is there a vote needed, or is it just a...
I don't think we need to put it on the agenda and actually vote on it, yes.
Okay. Sure, that's fine. Informational is good.
So what is it you need? Permission?
Yeah, permission to proceed with the assessment, and then if we find a tank, to remove it and test below it. And we... Yeah, so we'll just come back with that sometime. Because, you know, Carl works 5 blocks away. So.
So the city is the landowner of the triangle piece. Mm-hmm. And so as the property owner, we would need to have, the city would have to grant permission to be able to assess the site, basically.
Yeah.
And does it matter if we tell Frankie he might get stuck with a bill?
Yeah, we'll tell him that. We want to tell him that.
He needs to know that up front because, I mean.
And the city would have no responsibility because they own that triangle?
You know, that's what I've seen is that there is not, but that would be worth double checking with DEQ. Mm-hmm. I'll write that down just to see if we can get
Ben's
some
got
sort
something
of
to do.
I'm really having a hard time understanding that, where the owner of the property is not liable for the stuff on his own property, and yet the adjacent owner is. How does that work?
Environmental law.
Well, okay, it's the highway. Yeah,
so that gums it all up.
It somehow gums it all up. I don't know exactly how they decided, but I know that precedent is when people had tanks historically under the highway or under the street, the liability gets pinned on the adjacent property, not on the street owner.
I think it probably goes back to saying that at one time that was a Conoco station, and so whoever bought it knew it was a gas station, may have known about the tanks, but the city didn't bury the tanks there, the property owner did, and we just had different property owners, I guess, would be my guess.
you're not helping because it's the adjacent owner.
Making Frankie responsible.
So are we going to grant permission for the piece of property over here too, since they're both listed on this? Is that what we're after?
I mean, you could ask, because when it comes down to it, we're probably going to have to get a grant, and if the grant says, you know, if there was any contamination, and we say, well, we don't know, that might kill the grant right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a perfect example. Sometimes it's not the actual liability that people are afraid of, it's that there's no answer.
No record.
Yeah, that's why I said kind of like a BER.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and that could just be, you know, initial just investigation. Like, that's all it is. It's like, let's find the records and look at the maps and see if it's been taken care of.
That would certainly be worth doing for, you know, to be proactive on it. Because if we find something and somebody wants to develop that piece or the city wants to develop it, we need to know that anyway. So.
And that would be a perfect project for this program.
Okay. So we should come back with motions.
Yeah, well, when you make your
requesting a vote.
Yeah, when you make your request to get on the agenda,
sure,
it's one of the boxes you check. So,
just so we answer all the questions, all you need is permission. There isn't any ante up that the city has to do to pay for anything.
Okay.
And you ask them permission so you can apply for this grant after you do it.
Well, they already have it.
Oh, you already have it.
So what the process will be is I'll complete the paperwork, and we have a project officer with EPA that manages us and the grant.
Okay.
And so we submit it in, and then they approve the project. And then we work with the Aaron Newfields, Lily, and his team.
Okay, well, you keep in contact with us. So.
Sounds good.
Cool.
Yeah, so no cost to the city, just permission to research, essentially. Okay.
But you're gonna
then we go from there.
Whether or not there's any responsibility.
Yeah, I think you can clearly say if we find tanks in city property of First Avenue, who would be responsible for the follow-up? Come back with that and two questions for the city to answer.
Before you vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And whether or not we'd be available to the insurance thing that you're talking about, right? Would the city qualify for that?
Yeah, the city would, yeah.
Okay.
Good question.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
All right. Any more questions?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
So unfinished business. Dan Miller, information only. Report on investigation by Board of Adjustments for proposed pawn shop and fourplex subdivision. Dan?
Okay, the Board of Adjustments met a week ago Friday, and they recommended to, we had some questions. One of the owners was there, and they recommended it to the City Council, and that we would have a little more investigation. Probably the big concern was the parking there, because right now at the coffee shop, people park on the path to get to the parking shop, to the coffee shop, and they have to back out onto the highway. So the owners were supposed to develop some kind of parking plan. They thought they could make something sideways by clearing out some trees and maybe moving a fence, but they need to present that for your approval.
That's
where we're at on that. The zoning ordinance says I had to advertise it twice in a local paper, and it had to run 15 days, so that puts it on March 11th, 80. So those ads are in the paper. Then over at the where the tribe is proposing to tear down the old Second Circle Lodge Lake County Group Home and put in a fourplex, the problem is that it's not really one lot. It's multiple buildings on a 40-acre parcel. So we couldn't really say, well, we'll change the zoning for this lot. It would change the zoning for the whole parcel. And it would possibly throw some of the other pieces of property out of zoning. So we at that time said, well, we could give you a variance. And So they didn't have a representative there to tell us, but their question was, would it be similar housing to what is there? Because it's kind of senior citizens housing. And it turns out it's the Department of Resources that are putting it in, and it's for engineering. They're having a hard time getting engineers to stay here to work on the water improvement project, so they're putting in housing for it. And since then, they had received a report from the architect, and they decided to do two duplexes, so it's just kind of a moot point, which are allowed in that zoning category.
Zone for that.
So that one just kind of went away.
Engineering housing.
And
teachers, engineers.
More boring than engineers.
Professionals.
What's that, Dan?
Nobody's more boring than it's
likely made for.
Oh, I don't know. I said the auditor's
the
pretty dry.
I don't think, yeah, probably.
All right. Any more questions on those two items for Dan?
So, March 11th.
All right, moving right along. Council comment. You're up, Micah.
I just want to say thanks to Dan and his crew. I've noticed different areas of roads that had potholes being patched in. I greatly, greatly appreciate that. And also, if council would permit me to say a few words, I realize I'm kind of the dark horse in the group. I'm kind of the oddball, kind of came out of nowhere. But my wife and I moved here in 2020. To work with a small church here in town. So I'm not a politician and had no plans of getting involved in political office. And my work as a preacher slash evangelist, you know, preaching two times on Sunday, have a YouTube live stream broadcast that we do Sunday nights, impromptu studies throughout the week, and set Saturday study, door knocking, community outreach. All of that keeps me really busy. And so then the question might be, well, why am I here? Well, I'm also the president for the Pachyderm Club in Polson, and the motto of the club is free government requires active citizens. And that's all that I am. I'm just an active citizen here in the community that is wanting to try to do my part so as to be able to live freely. And another active citizen in the community informed me about the vacancy for Ward 3. Knew that I was involved with these other, with the Pachyderm Club. I'm also precinct captain for here in Ronan with the Lake County Republican Central Committee. And that gives me a voting, that makes me a voting member there. I'm also the secretary for that group. And I'm just wanting to do what I can to help out the county, help out with the city here in Ronan. And just play my part. So I just wanted to throw that out there for council and mayor and for everybody else. So thank you.
Okay. Larry?
With no snow, there's a lot of things that the city crews are doing. And I really think that's, they're doing things that I haven't seen them do before. And I really appreciate it.
It's kind of a backhand.
Well, you know.
They're actually working.
You do.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You
give up on it.
Yeah, they're doing good things. Yeah. That's my comment.
Okay. All right, go on.
And they're not having to waste it moving snow.
Yeah. I hope you didn't jinx it, Dan. That's all I got to say.
Well, it'll snow tonight.
Yeah, I know. I want to thank everybody for all their hard work, for Dan and Kayleen and Chief and Ben. Kayleen, can I stay after school? I need some help getting on email. get it figured out. You too?
She sent me the directions and my computer blew up.
Yeah, mine says...
I'm
not letting you in.
I can't connect either. Well, and I followed
it. So I got it.
She got it.
Well, maybe you could be the teacher's aid then.
Yeah. You don't have to stay with me.
Just kidding. I had to come in. She had to help me.
Oh, Jesus. Hope there was nothing important in there. That's all I have.
Yeah, I just wondered, have I missed something?
I couldn't get it.
I could get it either.
It's up to you, man.
Go ahead, Mark.
guess I don't really have much other than I'm glad I volunteered to be on the board or the council. So far, anyway. No, I think it's enjoyable, and it's, you know, resurrecting some synapses that were probably asleep. So that's good. I'm not enjoying the class you signed me up for. That is the most boring stuff I've read since I got my master's degree.
It is. You must be doing MMIA.
He's doing that local government.
Local
class.
Government one, and
you'll make it.
I cheated this week because I knew the answers to the budget thing without having to read anymore.
Yeah. But don't they require you to put in the time? I can't remember.
They don't clock it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, and Kayleen, Gwen got it for me at Kayleen's behest. I have it printed out so I don't have to read it on the screen, which was killing me.
A lot, having the manual printed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thank you.
Lindsay?
I don't really have anything this week.
Okay.
Gwen?
Oh, no. Hi. No. Just glad to see you.
Yeah.
If you guys see some, we're going around filling potholes, but we don't always see them. So if you've got them, just to call in and let us know, because we've got more of the
mix
stuff, more of the mix, and we finally, after quite a few years, found some mix that really holds up pretty well. So
good.
You know a little more road is?
County.
Oh, darn it. Oh.
Do you want to annex?
I can throw a cross on the roof, too.
Jesus.
Duct tape his mouth shut.
After a couple of years, our surface water treatment plant has not been running like it should for the last couple of years. DEQ shut us down. They didn't like the way we were monitoring our chlorine. It was something that Chris was working on getting back up and running and never really did. So March 4th, someone from H2O will be here. The guys have been doing a lot of work up there. They had a lot of issues to fix and clean up and get ready, but we hope to have that back running probably towards the end of March. The initial visit will be just to check out everything and see what else we've missed that we need to do. Then they'll schedule. We don't have anybody that was ever, nobody still works here that was ever knew how to run it. And it's a little bit complicated. Carl's doing a great job on the water system. He's got a very meticulous, task-oriented. He's got the, you probably have noticed a little more chlorine in your water. Our residual is down to almost below legal limit. He's got that back up and running. The well houses are clean and tidy, and he's good if you like say, hey, we need to figure out this, like I've given him the turbidity monitors that are up there and figure out how to run those. There's a lot of moving parts up there. Once you get it running and figure out, I think it's not that hard to run, but
it's the reason he was Ed Loader's right-hand man for so long.
Say,
eat off the floor in that shop.
Yeah.
He's very meticulous about the floor.
The H2O guy, that's one of those continuous monitors. Is it going to feed to a computer somewhere?
Well,
or what?
We do have a SCADA system. The H2O is the filtration the company that we bought the filtration. So we have ultrafiltration up there. Takes water. It comes into the original part of the surface water treatment plant. It goes through two mechanical filters. And then from there, previously, it just went to UV and chlorination. Now it goes into ultrafiltration, which filters it down to anything bigger than 5 microns can't get through the filter. And so it filters it through that. And then there's some apparatus for, you've got to clean the filters so often. But they're literally cartridge filters that are this big around and 12 feet tall. And so when we get it running, I would invite anybody up there to come up there. It's really interesting to see it run. Then it goes from there through the UV, chlorine, down the mountain, it gravity flows into the water tank. And it's cheaper to run than the wells. So, and a lot of people think that the water tastes better. So after And it took us a while for this just to catch up on the summer work, and that went in clear into January, and now we're catching up. So
good.
Really proud of the crew, great bunch. It's actually allowing me to spend more time in the office and catch up on paperwork. So that's all I got.
Charlene, nothing.
Chief,
I don't have anything. Everything's going well.
Ben,
I think one thing is apparent. And that is, if Dan ever decides to retire, rather than retire, we freeze him so that we can wake him up when we need to have the knowledge that he has.
Did you ever watch Futurama with the heads in the jars?
Hopefully we can get this all written down.
Yeah, they were talking about writing it down. Yeah. I was thinking, no, we don't do it that way in Ronan.
No, we don't.
We don't write stuff down.
We're in the process of getting a good nap.
But we are. Yep. And that's Dan is...
That's cool.
I wouldn't say solely responsible for the majority of why we're going to be able to, in the future, say, that's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dan. Okay.
That's it.
You always say that, then you say, but.
Yeah, I know, but I can't think of a but.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Couple matters I have to discuss. Banquet, fire banquet. Mm-hmm. February 28th. Burl, you don't have to put this in the paper again, by the way. But thank you.
Did I do it wrong?
No. Okay. But, you know.
Okay.
Fire banquet, February 28th. You guys, do I have any commits? And yeah, I gotta get numbers by, like, February 18th.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
So I'm a definite no.
I'm a definite no, sorry.
I'd be up.
Larry?
He's checking his schedule. Checking his schedule.
I don't do anything.
I thought you were just sending a text message.
Yeah, to myself.
Okay. So you're
I forgot
a maybe.
To check on the turn.
Well, you got my number. You can just let me know.
Yeah.
So you guys got 5, 6, 7 days here.
Okay.
So I need to give him 10 days notice. So I'll put Lindsay.
Chris Atkinson used to harass me about 6 times before I finally came
okay.
and said yes.
And just another matter of business. Ryan Zinke's guys called me up here. What was it, Dan? About 2 weeks ago. They happened to be driving through town and said, "Hey, Ryan, where are you at? You know, we want to come meet you." And so they actually came to my work. Ryan wasn't there himself, but he had John Bachmeyer, Steve Houck, and there was 2 aides that were from D.C. were with them, and they asked us if we had any projects that we needed help with, and we talked about the sewer treatment plant that's out of compliance.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked how much money we needed, and I gave them a number. It's a big number. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to try to do a community funding project on that through Ziggy's office.
Sweet.
Cool. So we kind of wrote a demand letter, is that what you want to call it, Dan?
A list of demands?
Request?
Can I request those demands?
Yeah, it's not the official, like, I did the fire truck, it's not the official one.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like your first justification letter, like why you need help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's, we submitted that to
cool.
Steve in Kalispell, and he sent it to Washington, D.C.
Cool.
So
that's awesome.
I'm going to follow up probably in a week or two. They email me back, hey, got your information. So we're going to see where it goes, and I'll
good
keep
job, Ryan.
Updated. Yeah.
Good.
We'll keep our fingers crossed because it's a big mm-hmm. ask, you know, but we'll just play it by ear, go from there. So.
So. You're doing a good job.
All right.
Yeah.
So, nothing else? Mm-hmm. Forever hold your peace, right? Okay. Well, motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn this lovely meeting.
One second.
All right, guys. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll be in touch, okay? Yep.
So what time is that fireman's?
They start drinking at 6.
Stay here.
And they serve dinner at 7.
Thanks, guys.
I show up at 7 for dinner because we're not all drinks.
Thanks, dear.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you, Jake.
Thank you. Sure.
What's that?
Where is
cheers.
Cheers, that's right.
Yeah, where everybody knows your name?
Yeah.
I know you're heading to the chair, so. You let me know when you're ready to talk about it.
I just say
it. Because
I'm going to
oh, absolutely. Well, I'm happy to.
I
don't know. That won't happen. Yeah. We can have real presentations.
Yeah, that's kind of why we need a couple of those.
Oh, well.
She doesn't know that.
We'll talk smaller. Yeah, no, we're good.
We can coordinate.
Get all over it. I just go over to I'm gonna get my phone out if I'm gonna get an email.
Ryan, no, put me down. Okay, come in. Just you or you bringing a date?
I'm not doing it on my phone.
Okay.
Thanks for letting Jake.
And let me know too if you want me to pick you up. I can. I can get up there. He's my cousin. What's that?
Thanks for
He's my cousin. Mike.
Mike is. Mike's your cousin?
Well, it's related. Second cousin or whatever.
I did.
If I dig back in my family tree, we might be related.
You are going to class.
Yes.
Could be. I have Eleanor, otherwise I'd be
here. Mother's in class.
She creates too much havoc.
So thank you for that.
Okay. It's past her bedtime.
Yeah, my, you know, my great-grandma was Rosalie Marshall.
Burl's phone's still running.
Yeah, my great. So my grandfather, he was at Earth Lines down in Mission. And he actually went there. He actually went there to learn English. He spoke French.
Oh,
I know. They all spoke French.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Francois Marshall. Yeah.
Francois.
Yeah. Claremont.
Okay.
It was, Alex Marshall.
Burl didn't leave.
Rosalie's husband.
Burl, her phone's still there.
That's my grandmother.
It's Burl over there. Oh, there she is.
She's folding up chairs.
Yeah, ladies.
One of the crew.
Yeah, no,